Alright, here we go. Mr. Fong is back again. This time voice only, so you'll have to imagine my face. The last time I sent a couple of videos, that will be one way that I'll try and communicate with you. Here's another way. Maybe you can give me some feedback on which you'd prefer. So this is another housekeeping kind of message, but more specific to our physics class. The e-learning that we're going to be doing is not e-learning. The E actually stands for emergency, because that's what we're under right now. Or emergency distance learning. Let's focus on the distance, not the emergency, I guess. So the key here is that it's meant to be flexible. So what's flexible learning? It can be done at any point in the day. So I'm not going to be taking attendance or anything like that. Most tasks that I assign to you can be done with very little adult support. At least I hope so. And the goal is to allow for more student voice and choice, and does not always require you to be online during the 3 hours per week that's mandated. So think about our projects that we've had assigned earlier in the year. Those will probably make up the bulk of our assessments. So now, a little bit about our short-term plan of what's coming up about the next week or so. I don't know how much time it's going to take. You could be done very quickly, or it could take you a long time. I'm not sure, because again, nobody's done this before. So I've planned a few things that I was going to do when we were getting back from March break, and we'll give it a try. If it works, we'll continue doing it. If it doesn't, I'll try something else. So we're going to try to do a lab, actually. You know how I like to do activities in class, and I really don't want to lose that if I could. This was what I had planned anyway when we're coming back from March break. So what will happen is the usual pre-lab will be assigned in a Google form, and you can choose to perform the lab on your own and submit your own organized data, and that's the key. Or if you're unable, then I will send you with a set of sample data like we did before for practice, because the skill here is to organize data. So students who want to perform the lab on their own, that's great. If you're unable to, don't worry about it. I will send you sample data. And then you will organize it like we did before, keeping in mind of instrumental uncertainties and the spread of uncertainties. So maybe you want to review that from before. And I've also attach a PDF with the uncertainties instructions that we've used earlier. So once you've completed the organized data table, I will post an exemplar, and you can use another Google form to assess your own data table. Once you've submitted that is your self-assessment form, then I'll post a new lesson in how we use the data and connect it to our kinematics equations. Remember, this will be a free fall kind of a question. So we'll look at one of the equations that governs free fall. And that's as far as I'll tell you right now, not to overwhelm you. So already that's about 3 or 4 things that you can do in the next little while. Of course, there's also the Brain Genie exercises and self-quizzes. I'll try to do those poll EV type voting questions we do in class, like those iPhone questions. I'm trying to figure out a way to have a discussion between you and your classmates. I think that's important. Perhaps if you know already, think about a partner that you can discuss concepts with. I think that's where you would do the most learning, through those discussions. Once again, the assignments will be project-based, I feel, and lots of self-quizzes and practice quizzes will be done on Google Form. I really don't think we'll do any unit tests or quizzes because, you know, there's no way to check on the validity of them. Not that I don't trust you, but it's not the same as, you know, having been supervised and having a time limit and those type of things. Although I will post practice quizzes for you just to see what it's like. Hopefully you'll follow the instructions with a time limit and, you know, with no help, you know, like what I always tell you in class, right? Practice how you would perform. Of course, there's going to be some issues with this emergency distance learning. We're missing out on lots of activities to do in class and some demos that I cannot do at home. But hopefully I can find some things on YouTube and I'll post that. The other thing is student questions. If you have questions, what's the best way to ask them? I've set up a Google form and some of you have used that and I turn it into kind of an FAQ kind of document. Maybe that works. If you have any suggestions, let me know. I think that's it for now. Good luck with everything. I hope you're staying happy and healthy. And I'll see you soon.